scattered, though. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, sunshine will dominate. Rain chances just about nil, under 20%. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. Lows at night will be in the mid-70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather developments in the tropics. Not only that, current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, and push notifications for any severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The local Red Cross has been on standby for the last couple of days, waiting to assist with recovery from Hurricane Florence. They are sending 15 volunteers to North and South Carolina to help out with shelters, as well as several emergency response vehicles and feeding trucks. A Troy University student was robbed at gunpoint Wednesday night. University officials say this robbery happened around midnight on campus near Wallace Hall. Thankfully, the student was not injured. And the Montgomery County Board of Education approved a budget for fiscal year 2019, but there is still a $9 million deficit. The deadline to submit the budget is Monday. It will now go to the State Board of Education for approval. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands. Price for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday,
Jack.
How you darn, Barry?
Welcome back, Jack.
Thanks, pal.
How was your day off yesterday?
Oh, it was splendid.
Did you raise any money for your mayor's bid?
Oh, a bunch.
Good.
I got a lot of commitment.
Yeah, we're not actively raising money yet, even though we are technically in the window.
We're in the window, pal.
But once you start raising and spending money, you have to file.
And report. And
then people know where your support is coming from. They get depressed. We're not going to do that yet. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here from 9 to noon each and every day right here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a good show lined up for you here today. Fridays are fun, though. Jack, Monday through Thursday, there's some structure. There's some order.
No, there hasn't been lately. We have totally gotten away from structure.
Really?
Yeah.
Monday through Thursday, there's supposed to be some structure around here, some order, some rules. The rules are you stay on topic. You don't stray off of topic. If you do, you run the risk of getting chastised.
Well,
that all changes on Friday.
We're not an officially a new show anymore.
People, what?
Yeah.
People, what are you talking about?
Telling you. Just telling you.
You're hearing this in the streets?
Yeah.
People in the streets are saying
y'all have gotten away from the news.
Who?
People that like especially
Miami?
your analysis of things.
Miami?
We hadn't talked about the FBI and the...
You can't do that every day.
I know you can't do it every day.
Can't do it every day.
We wouldn't have anybody listening, but...
Right. There'd be like 9 people who want to hear that are listening.
You know.
You got to sprinkle it in there with the information.
Owe Ellen Brooks an apology.
Yeah, you do owe Ellen Brooks an apology.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad thing to be a tennis judge, but apparently she is not, nor has she ever been a tennis coach. One of our sponsors saw her the other day and said that she's, no, I'm not a tennis coach. I've never been a tennis coach.
Tennis judge, a line judge,
yeah,
or a chair.
Judge is what
listen, you...
I'm sorry. Someone told me that 2 years ago.
I think we spent 2 segments on that this week. It was a long, drawn-out discussion.
My apologies to Ellen Brooks.
Ellen, go back
a long way. I don't want her to be mad at me for calling her a tennis judge.
It was...
Because she's not.
It was intriguing to me. Now, she did own a tennis shop, though, right?
Well, someone said she owned one out at O'Connor for many years, but... she was a great tennis player back in the day. I think she still plays.
So she probably would make a fine judge.
She would be a great tennis judge. I wish they'd ask her and not make me look like a dumbass.
I can almost hear her saying fault right now.
Yeah.
Fault!
Fault!
Oh, I mean, she'd be a fine tennis judge.
She would. Anyway, Ellen, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should. You should be. You should be. Our number 272.
Yeah, and Baron and... our sponsor were texting back and forth.
Yeah, well.
Baron did not realize that I was on the text. And he's like, I don't know where Jack got that.
You don't think I saw your name at the top? You don't think I saw your name on there?
Probably not at first.
Jack Campbell.
Oh, well, anyway, I'm sorry. I don't like to get things wrong. And it does happen
quite a bit. I saw your name
after you texted and you went, oh, hell.
No, I did not, Jack.
He did, y'all. Y'all just don't know.
I'm trying to find it.
Baron.
But Jack. I'm trying to find it. No, it was, someone said, fake news on News and Views. Thanks, Jack. No longer are we factually correct. We got to strike that from the script. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct when we're not talking about tennis judges and former prosecutors. Now we got to add something.
You're no bargain either, Bear.
Our number 272922. Well, with all the rules and structure Monday through Thursday, fine. You guys want structure Monday? Nobody laughs Monday. We're going to have... Oh,
nobody calls on Monday, so they don't care.
Nobody laughs Monday. There's going to be nothing but structure and order beginning the first of the week next week. There's going to be detailed analysis of every single news story. Every single story is going to get detailed analysis. No more funny business after today, because today is Friday. Jack, the rules on Friday?
There ain't nairn. And who listens, Bear?
Everybody. Listen, we took a vote. You people that say, well, there should be some structure, some rules on Friday. Can't have nairn rules on Friday. We took a vote. We put it to the democratic process. We opened up the phone lines for 90 minutes. We received 29 votes in 90 minutes. That's a vote
now,
every 3 minutes.
That goes up 3 every time.
No, it's 26-3. That was the vote.
Oh, okay.
That was the vote. 26-3. And we opened it up for 90 minutes. We took a vote every 3 minutes. 26 nairns, 3 rules. And you sticks in the mud.
And the nairns win.
Don't think I'm not keeping track of who you sticks in the mud were. Miami, Christy. Who was the other one?
That was another
one. Urbanite.
Yeah.
Urbanite. Don't think I didn't keep track of you people.
I saw him after that, and I meant to cuss him out. I forgot.
You people.
Hey, I got to brag about something. And you'll have to understand, I will not be here next Friday.
Okay.
I get to go to something fun.
What?
Catholic Charities, which is a great outfit.
Next Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Tuscaloosa, having a luncheon.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to be at the luncheon, J.K.?
Well, it's going to be Nick Saban. But
what?
My friend bid on something last night, Billy McFarlane,
yeah,
one of our friends listens to our show. We get to sit at Nick's table.
What?
Yeah.
What? No, yeah, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Tell me that's not
true. We're at the front table in the front of the room.
You call him Nick like your buddies now just because you're going to sit at a table with him? I'm going to sit at Nick's table.
No, I just thought that was kind of, I've never met him, actually.
Did you call Bear Bryant Paul? I'm going to sit at Paul's table.
He introduced himself to me as Paul Bryant.
Yeah. But if you just said you were going to sit at Bear Bryant's table, you said, I'm going to sit at Paul's table.
No.
All right. If Gene Stallings, would you say, I'm going to sit at Gene's table?
I would say that. I absolutely love Gene Stallings.
It's funny to me how everybody calls him Nick. You know who started that? Gary Danielson. Who just adores Nick Saban. I think he sleeps with a Nick Saban life-size pillow.
He never picked up on that. What is his name?
Nick Saban. You don't know somebody, you call him by the first and last name. You don't give him a first name treatment. Or coach. Or
well,
coach
let me
Saban.
Tell you, they all start out calling him coach, but I noticed all of them call him Nick now.
I know. It's a little much for me. It's a little much for me.
Well, anyway, I'm sitting at his table, and I thought that was kind of cool.
It's very cool.
He may not speak to me, but
it's cool on top of cool. There's no doubt about it.
And that's at the thing starts at 11 next Friday.
Well, I'm impressed. Yeah. I, for one, am impressed.
That's I doubt he's going to make a lot of small talk with me.
He might. You might win him over. You might. Hey, I'm sure he listens.
Well, I'm telling
Who
you,
listens?
When I tell everybody,
okay.
When I tell him, I'm from News and Views. I bet he's going to bow down to me.
I bet he will. He'll say, can I get on, or is the schedule too packed?
I might ask him, would he ever call in?
Well.
That'd be kind of cool.
You know, we'd prefer our guests in studio, not call-ins.
Well, yeah.
We might make an exception.
I believe Gorka called in. I believe, who else called in?
Lots of people call in. We'll allow people to call in. We'll allow it.
Some people.
Our number, 272-9228. The rules on Friday, Jack Campbell.
There ain't Nairn, so ring them up.
Speaking of ain't Nairn, we usually don't take calls during the first segment, but because there are no rules on Friday, David.
Yeah, listen, if y'all gonna get all serious and stop having fun and be all technical and everything, I want to renegotiate my rates.
See, there you go, Jack. I told you people don't want it. They got to have the fun sprinkled in. They come for the fun, they stay for the
Baron,
information.
Baron, I'm repeating what people have told me.
How many people?
You're talking to the wrong people.
I like the levity as well, probably more than you do, Baron.
Yeah, probably.
But if the truth were known. David, we're not going to be fuddy-duddies.
Okay, we're good. Well, speaking of being a fuddy-duddy, on a serious note, now that we've discovered that high school indiscretions could come back to haunt you 40 years later...
You're announcing you're not going to run for Supreme Court?
That's right.
I read the details. They're talking about Kavanaugh, somebody.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Dianne Feinstein has some mystery anonymous person that says that Kavanaugh locked her in a bedroom for a short period of time, and then she was able to escape. Alleged no chicanery, alleged no wrongdoing, alleged no sexual hanky-panky or anything like that. Didn't even allege that Kavanaugh was locked in the room with her, and she was able to get out. So it sounds like he inconvenienced her for a few minutes as part of a high school prank.
I don't even believe that.
I don't either.
I do not believe any of that.
I don't either.
And I think Dianne Feinstein ought to be ashamed to bring up something that old and that unprovable and insignificant because nothing happened.
Yeah, I thought it was going, when I first heard it, I thought they were going to try and do a Clarence Thomas on him or something, but, yeah, that's just ridiculous. So, y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Well, at least now you don't have Hal Heflin saying, I want to know about that Coca-Cola can, Judge Thomas.
You do a good Hal Heflin.
I liked Hal Heflin, kind of. He was a lib, though.
I heard Hal Heflin tell a very funny joke one time, but I'm not sure it's airworthy.
He was funny. He always talked about No Ty Hawkins, some guy that he grew up with that never wore tie.
We'll be back. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. It's Friday. Call at your leisure. There are no rules.
There are no rules, which means they ain't nairn.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess. Their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah, but I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Forgot to open the blinds. Dadgummit. And now I'm sitting down, another segment started. No, Jack, have a seat. You don't need to open the blinds. You know, we're stuck in an attic. And there's lights turned off and everything else. That's not too bad. But then they close the blinds on us. Like you're sitting in a padded cell. Probably need to be in a padded cell sometime. It is dark in there, see? Oh, there's a hurricane coming. Oh, by the way, Category 1 when it makes landfall. So disappointed in weather people. Our number 272-9228, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. Had everybody, it's going to be the most intense storm to ever make landfall anywhere on the history of the planet. It's going to totally destroy North Carolina. There will nothing left in North Carolina by the time this. It's raining. The current high wind speed in the entire state of North Carolina right now is 60. Our number 272-9228. You cannot trust the news. It's fake news. All of it. Now, you can trust us. We're here. Well, unless we're talking about tennis judges. Then you can't trust us either. Well, you could trust me, because I expressed dismay. I couldn't believe it. Jack, I'm kidding with you. You
always hurt my heart, man. Every number damn chance you get.
Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. My man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting wants to come give your place a new look, or freshen it up a little bit. Doesn't matter whether it's commercial, agricultural, industrial, residential. He really excels at everything. No job too big or too small. Call him one day, but Riley. He says, man, I'm up over a pool, and I got doing the whole indoor thing down in Troy, and we got, you know, trusses and all this other. I mean, they were painting a whole athletic complex. And then I call him one day, Riley, paint a bathroom. I mean, no job too big or too small. Every job handled with equal care. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284, by the way, is the double secret bat phone. That's the phone that goes directly to his pocket. You don't pass go. You don't collect $200. You go directly to Riley's pocket. 799-1284. 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Randall.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm really good. Hey, I got a question you could ask Mr. Saban. From way from Billingsley, he's the only coach since Bear Bryant that hadn't been to gyms and in a barbecue and too. His wife's been in there, and she said, I was in there when she came. She says that he's coming, but he ain't been yet, and he's the only one since Bear Bryant. And I'm just curious, I know he ought to have time, you know, on his hands every once in a while.
Well, let me say this, Randall, before Jack jumps in. I have two gym stories. Both of them involve Jack. And one of them involves you. I love Jim's Barbecue. It is my favorite barbecue place probably in the whole state of Alabama. I absolutely love it. It's on 82, about 30, 45 minutes outside of Montgomery. One day, Jack and I are sitting at the office back when we had an office over on Court Street. And I said, you want to go grab some lunch? Yeah, we'll go grab some lunch. So where do you want to go? We start naming places. Nah, not feeling it. And he said, you know what we ought to do? We ought to go up to Jim's Barbecue up in Billingsley. And we sure did. I mean, it was all the way up
there. It was a trek.
It took forever. We left at like noon and got back at like 4. I was so full, too, because you rarely go up there. So not only did I have to get the pork plate, I also had to get the whole thing of stew. I also had to throw a couple ribs on there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was in there like drinking stew on the way back trying to finish it.
When Baron is hungry, do not get between him and a plate of food. And I've never seen anybody engulf. Norman Azar is a good friend of mine, and he eats almost as... I thought he was the fastest eater I ever met till I met you.
I can really put some food down. I could be a competitive eater. I like to eat quickly.
I like seeing one of those hot dogs.
Yeah, I don't know that. I saw one where they were doing competitive... I saw a competitive Cobb salad contest. I could destroy the Cobb salad contest. I mean, yeah. Just destroy it.
My dad, you had, if you lucky, you had 20 minutes. You know, back then you were working 7 to 8 hours a week. I mean, you went to the store if you were lucky. You know, you better bring you something because he didn't play, boy. I inhale my. I don't ever talk when I'm eating. I just inhale my food. But
Randall, if I might have something else that I might want to ask Nick. I don't want to pepper Nick Saban with just questions. By the way, Coach Terry has been to Jim's Barbecue, but you yourself have not. And Terry assured the people at Jim's that you would come there.
You know how you end that question, Jack? The hell, Coach?
Hey, but for real, Jack, I never ate the ribs in my whole life till I met you. When you told me to bring, you know, I brought ribs, I brought a little of everything, and I tasted one, and I've got ribs. I still can't help but get.
Let me tell you, that was my second Jim's Barbecue story. One day, Randall calls. He says, "Hey, I'm on the way up there. I got lunch for you guys." So I was thinking, A couple of pork plates.
Yeah, maybe some sandwiches.
Maybe. And then Randall comes in, and he has to take like three trips to his car. He's got like 37 slabs of ribs. He's got 14 pounds of pork. And I was like, Randall, how fat do you think we are?
Hey, and before I forget, this is something I've been wanting to talk to you for 3 weeks, but I think I forgot the phone, but that's a whole other story. But, man, I had to look it up, and I had to get, but, man, I'm going to tell you the difference. I can tell you the difference between Indy driver and NASCAR. I mean, I've been on it, and I didn't even know they had Indy lights, which them boys, they be barreling off in there, and that I had the name of that corner memorized. Anyway, I want to say the difference between the drivers, this ain't no joke. NASCAR, them boys, the drivers can adjust the cars. The brake bias, and that's about it. You know, you can't play with much of it. It's really the crew has got to be on point, got to have the car, got to be a lot of communication. Man, them Indy drivers are moving that. I mean, they're moving faster. Don't get me wrong, they got work for us, but they can change that car to.
Oh, Randall.
If you make the wrong move, any car drivers are fast thinkers, and they never done good in NASCAR, and I never knew why. But anyway, I do.
Well,
now.
They can change the weight distribution of the car, the brake bias. They can change the airflow, the fuel. Richness of the fuel mixture. There's a lot of things they can do from inside the cockpit that NASCAR just doesn't really do.
Yeah, all the moonshine just don't cut it. And then, I'm telling you, that hat is hands on. It may have a machine, but them stitches are not all the same. I mean, it is well made. I would hate to wear it. I swear I would.
Need to wear the hat, Randall.
I promise you to be with Tag. I will feel Jack's wishes. I will be dressed all the way hood because I ain't taking my tags off from my hat.
like mini pearls.
That's right. Hey, it's good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Randall.
You know, I was working one day at Boston Market, Brentwood, Tennessee.
Oh, I remember those places.
This would have been like 1995-ish, probably 5-6 somewhere in there. And it's a Sunday morning. No, I'm sorry. It was a Saturday morning. A little overcast, gray, winterish. And we're usually pretty slow that time of day. All of a sudden, I noticed across the street from Brentwood United Methodist Church, it was just absolutely packed. I mean, to the gills with cars. And all of a sudden, every one of those cars, it seemed like, came across the street to Boston Market. And we had a line out the door, wrapping down the stairs outside and everything else. It was Minnie Pearl's funeral.
Really?
Yeah, Minnie Pearl's funeral.
Oh, she was so fun.
I served a lot of chicken sandwiches to people.
I think Minnie Pearl went to Vanderbilt. Somebody can correct me.
Minnie Pearl went to Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt. She's like real smart.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know she made a bundle of money.
Well, maybe Carol Rickert can call me.
I think Google can probably answer that one.
Well, but I'd rather Carol Rickert call and tell me.
Our number 272922. I know Carol Rickert. 272928. I'm looking it up here. I don't see any Vanderbilt. Alma mater, Ward Belmont College. She went to Belmont.
Oh, okay. Well, see, good. Thank you.
Across the street.
Is it?
Yeah, close enough.
Maybe somebody lied to me.
They probably did. I'm sure she has some honorary degree from somewhere.
Did Boston Market have, there was one in Austin. Ended up going there one day. I think I had chicken pot pie.
Oh, yeah. We had chicken pot pie.
It was real good.
Yeah, and chicken pot pie. Had ham. The ham was good, too. Meatloaf was good. Of course, the rotisserie chicken. Chicken salad. That's where I learned to pick a chicken. I can pick so much meat off a chicken, and I know which parts go into the chicken salad and which don't, which we want to throw out. But, I mean, I can maximize a roasted chicken.
Nina has good ham. Jim and Nick's.
They do have good ham.
It's real good.
You know, I worked at every single spot you can work at in a Boston Market. Everything from backup to line to sandwich to rotisserie to cashier.
Were you an expediter?
We didn't have expo at Boston Market. But I loved working there. I worked there two different times.
Really?
Yeah. 31 after.
Giving voice to
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As Florence continues to batter the Carolinas, we'll have little or no direct effect from the storm here in Alabama. In fact, lots of sunshine today. Should be a hot one with a high temperature up to about 94. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere, but they'll be widely scattered. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, sunshine will dominate. Rain chances just about nil, under 20%. Highs in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the mid-70s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, including developments from the tropics. Plus, push weather alerts for severe weather instantly, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that this ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise.
All right, guys, welcome back in 35 minutes after 9 o'clock.
How you darn?
I would be doing better if I was at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, because I love going to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Great people over there. Great people over there. Actually, the whole staff is fantastic. Really, really good folks and helpful. Helpful. Look, you don't have to wander around. They know where the stuff is in there. I mentioned the cast iron. I love always looking at the cast iron. I'm a big fan of cooking on cast. But if you walk in, for example, and say, you know, I'm really looking for some cast iron, they'll tell you the booth numbers and where they're located and probably even walk you over there. You know, if you say, hey, I'm a big fan of some classic vinyl, I want to see some, you know, some classic vinyl, they'll show you where that is. You know, I got some, I don't know, I mean, just everything in the world. You know, some kitchenware, some furniture, bedroom suits. I mean, anything you could.
Place is huge.
It really is massive. I mean, it's massive.
Well, it's the old Montgomery Fair, which became Gayford.
On Coliseum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the one downtown. Yeah.
He's Montgomery fan.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, unless they're tennis judges.
Well, they
all of their employees.
I don't think any of their employees are tennis judges, Jack, so you should be safe going in there and talking about them. But anyway, Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall, they got a little of everything. It's a great place to mill around, kill some time. It's a great place if you're looking for something specific, too. But I can't thank enough for them being a part of the program. It's one of my favorite places in town, and it was a true joy to get to talk about them. Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall on Coliseum, just off Atlanta Highway, not far at all off Atlanta Highway. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. This hurricane that's not going to affect Alabama at all is making landfall. It's kind of a dud. It landed as a Category 1 overnight.
But what about the rain? What about all the rain?
Yeah, okay. It rains, you know.
I know, but is it a lot of flooding?
I'm sure there's a little flooding. Okay. We had 10-foot storm surge, but it's not a national emergency, is what I'm saying.
You know? But it's going to hover around, isn't it?
Well, okay, it's going to get
wet. I'm just asking. I'm not being hostile.
What I'm saying is, okay, there's a storm in North Carolina that's got some wind. I think it's blowing like 60 miles an hour right now. You know, it's wet. Yeah. I don't understand all the hype and the endless days of promoting this thing and nonstop.
Well, I think it's smart to scare everybody.
Who lives there?
Yeah.
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama. I don't need to hear about it all day, every day. You think the folks in L.A. care about it? What about the guy
You know what? You wouldn't hear about it unless Katrina had happened.
No, they did
and
that
they blamed
before.
All that on Bush.
They did all that before.
All right.
Oh, you think they're trying to set up a Trump-Katrina situation before the midterms?
I do.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot more sense now. I hadn't considered that possibility, Jack.
Well, see, I'm analytical.
No, they said they lost power to like several hundred thousand people.
500,000.
Yeah. But you know
what? Of course,
what?
You know, I'm the same guy that said Alan Brooks was a tennis coach.
That's true.
I mean, tennis judge.
What do you know?
I don't know anything.
You don't even know the story you told.
I don't
You keep saying coach.
Well, you know what I meant, because that's why poor old Serena got in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just, it's got to be some ulterior motive, because these people are sitting out there, look like they're on the beach. I mean, just having a good time. It's a little windy, a little rainy, but nothing crazy.
You know, Serena Williams, who was the girl she...
Naomi Osaka.
She just signed a $10 million deal.
Naomi Osaka did?
With Adidas.
Yeah, she should. Cute, cute gal. Really cute, excellent tennis player, and young. So she'll be around for another 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. Our number, 272-9228. She'd be a great face for a tennis company. Who's this?
It's Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Yeah, me and Rich were talking, and I was telling him how you said that meteorology was a pseudoscience.
I said nothing of the sort.
Was, I'm just telling you what I told Rich.
Oh, okay.
And that it's fake news, and there's nothing to it, and it's just going to be a rain. Anyway, I think Rich wants to meet you when you get off work today.
In a back alley with a lead pipe? No, listen, here's my thing. Someone astutely texted in a little bit ago and said, yeah, and they want us to believe them about what the weather's going to be like 100 years from now on climate change. 4 days ago, they acted like this thing was going to be the end of the world. Category 4, Category 5, largest storm ever to make landfall on the east coast of the United States, bigger than Hugo, bigger than all these other storms. And I just kept saying it looked like it was going to be a dud. It was slowing down. It was slowing down. Every time they gave an update, it was slowing down 5 miles an hour, slowing down 5 miles an hour. And sure enough, it landed as barely a Category 1. You know, listen, 75 and below is not a 74 and below is not a hurricane. It landed at like 80 max.
It's good to get the people out of there, though, I guess. But
hey, you know what, though? Stop living on the coast. Stop living on the coast. Unless you're independently wealthy and can afford to replace your house, stop living on the coast. You know, before these federal insurance programs, you know what you didn't have? You didn't have gigantic condos sitting on the coast everywhere. Go look at a picture of Gulf Shores and Destin in 1980.
Oh, yeah, I was down there, man. It was great.
They were little fishing villages. There might be one hotel and a couple of houses.
Motels,
yeah. You just motor right on up to the door.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was not, you know, you didn't have multi-million dollar mansions sitting right on the beach and all this stuff, because you know what? If it blew away, tough luck. And every now and then it blew away. And that happened.
But before you hang up on me, I want to tell you, you made a great point about the pulsing light every second at the Big Bang and how it would be every 33,000 years now. But if you look at it from our perspective, it would be like 6 days. That
33,000 years, my friend. 33,000
years. I said 33,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, but if you look from this perspective.
Oh, yeah, 6 days.
Back. I love all that space and science and cosmology stuff and everything. But that was a very good point and a very relevant point, and it was biblical too.
Well, and a professor at MIT came up with that and did the math and figured out all that, how fast stuff was going at the Big Bang and how fast stuff's going now. And it's not just the speed, it's the blank space in between the speed.
Right.
It's really this is stuff that until Einstein came up with relativity, the math couldn't be done.
You know about the red heifer that was born in Israel.
I've been hearing about born red heifers for decades.
No, this was born August 28th.
I know, but they supposedly. I remember when I was a kid, like 15 years old. There's some red heifer born. I mean, they always say there's a red heifer born.
Well, it doesn't mean it's the end time, but that's one of the things that's got to happen before the end times. And there's a guy that I was listening to. I don't even remember his name, but I've got him in my phone. And what I like about this dude is he doesn't say, it's the end of time. He goes, it may be 50 years, it may be 500 years. It all happens in God's time. But blah, 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 and all this other stuff. But that's already, and you made mention of it one time that we're already in Revelation. And you're right, my friend.
No. Revelation's happened already. The fact that, listen, here's my theory on this. Since it's Friday, we'll talk about it. It's not my theory.
That's the reason I called.
It's just the way it is.
Plus,
listen,
the air conditioner's broken. I'm waiting on a repairman. Go ahead.
the whole end time narrative of Revelation, a lot of that's already happened. The rest of it is a description of the mass. I mean, if you look and see what's happening, he's giving you a description of what happens during the mass, the sacrifices, the prayers that are said, all that kind of stuff. And then what's not taken care of by things that have already happened and a description of the mass, the rest of it is, and this is kind of hard to explain unless you can see me here, visually, but look at, we view time as like a forward and backward deal, right? Like we were talking with the six days versus 14 billion years, 33,000 years versus a second. But Biloxi Gambler Jack and I are experiencing time right now on a forward going basis, right? It's 9:44:04, 05, 06. So you could look at it visually from right to left, right being forward, left being back, right?
Right.
Now time doesn't go up and down, though. It just goes left and right. But it does go up and down when it connects to eternity. But eternity is a singular point above the left to right time on the bottom. So when you look at it visually on a two-dimensional plane, it looks like a triangle with eternity at the top point, the zero time zero, the first second humanity could have ever experienced or the known universe could have ever experienced on the left corner, and then the end time on the right corner. But if you look, eternity, you can draw a straight line from eternity straight down anywhere at any one of those points, and they all connect back to eternity at the top of the deal. Well, what's in eternity? That's heaven. That's God and Jesus and the saints and everybody who's in heaven right now are up there at that singular point. How do I know that? Go to Revelation. How does it describe Jesus sitting in heaven? When it describes Jesus sitting in heaven, he's not seated there in all his glory. He's seated there as a slain lamb. He's seated there as a slain lamb, covering his blood, covering all time down every one of those points of eternity. So it's the difference between eternal time and everlasting time. Everlasting time is left to right, from time zero to end times. Eternal time is any one of those points connected to eternity at the top of that triangle. And that, if you understand that way that time can be viewed, now you look and say, well, yeah, of course Revelation is happening right now in an eternal sense, because it's describing what's happening up in that eternal point, and it's touching all times, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense.
You know what? You're almost as smart as Jack.
Well, I hope so. That's my goal.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Bye.
Certainly. 272-9228
if you
want to
give.
Get
I have to.
Now's the time.
I have to give a Will Robinson warning, Will Robinson.
Yeah.
If you're going south on College Street off of Carter Hill, you'll notice down there on the right is a new sign, speed limit 25, and under it, it says your speed. And cops have been known to camp out on College Street because it's kind of a downhill, it's a pretty wide street. People don't mind going 35 and 40.
And it's straight.
It's straight.
Yeah, doesn't
have any bend. And, you know, you can look at your speedometer and see you're at 35 before you hit Magnolia. So be careful on College. Slow down because they do have a new clock speed on there for you. And cops do sit off and hide and pull people over. So be warned.
How about that, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the Lord's work right here.
Well, I don't want people to get tickets.
Our number, 272-9228, as you can tell, it's nothing on topic. 13 minutes till the top of the hour. Red Top. No,
good
Jay.
Morning,
that wasn't a knock at you. That was a knock at my description of time a moment ago. What's going on?
I saw that speed limit, your speed now sign. That was Potty White of them boys put that up, wasn't it?
All right.
On College Street. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's get back to one of the topics you were just talking about, Revelation, end of time scenario. This end of the world and stuff is only present in the Abrahamic faith, as far as I know. Isn't that correct?
I cannot comment on every faith known to man and whether or not they have an end time scenario. I don't know the eschatology of every single faith that's ever been in existence.
Well, as far as I know, it's only the Abrahamic faith, and I feel it's complete nonsense. I don't see why God would create the universe to destroy it. And you know, I'm Catholic just like you, plenty of catechism. And I don't know if you ever listened to Prophecy Today on Saturday on Faith Radio.
I do not.
From 12 to 1:30. Do you?
I do not.
No.
Yeah, you guys ought to if you want to talk about this, because this severe Bible thumper goes through all these readings in detail and all this kind of stuff and the rapture and all that. And it'd be nice. I do not believe in the end of the world.
If you look at it, though, it doesn't really say what I think a lot of these end time people say it says. It starts as destroying the universe and all that. It says it's going to be a new heaven and new earth. Where's the new earth going to be? Right here.
Yeah, and it's all a complete, the whole subject and everybody's opinions on it is complete ignorance, considering nobody knows about anything.
Right.
So, you know, they state all these absolutes that are just complete nonsense.
Yeah, that's
and then live by them, and get other people to believe some of this complete nonsense and create a sense of fear. So, I feel the whole story has been warped, and the Bible was assembled at writers of the Bible alive when the Bible was assembled. So, we have a lot of hearsay going on. So. Don't believe in the rapture. I think God is too good to be doing something that crazy. And God is not human. These people are humanizing God. I just don't believe it. So that's my opinion. It's worth what it's worth. And that's it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, certainly. 272-9228. Of course, nobody knows exactly how it ends and how the story's written and all that.
Somebody texted me and said, remember the flood? So,
What, Noah's flood? But he didn't destroy the universe.
No, it didn't destroy.
I mean, the earth is still here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My favorite Guns N' Roses song. Absolutely the best. I listened to it so many times on the tape. The tape actually warped in the middle of this song.
Just like you. Warped.
That's not true, Jack.
Come on, Baron.
It's cruel and unusual. 51.
I'm the tennis judge expert on this show.
That's a good point. I'd forgotten. 51 minutes after 9 o'clock. More Jack Campbell. More Baron Coleman. More of your phone calls at 272-9228.
If there's more of me, there's going to be an explosion.
Jack, that's just not true.
Well, I like to self-deprecate with a P.
We'll be back.
Humor. If I I'm not afraid to
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River Region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess, their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah, but I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today, for a cleaner tomorrow.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shout to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Remember where I was the first time I heard this song?
If I remembered, I would regret it, but
I remember where I was. I was in the parking lot of Weston Elementary during a fifth or sixth grade basketball game or something. And somebody had their keys to their mom's car, and they had this brand new Bon Jovi tape. And we went out in the parking lot, and they put the tape in, and they fired it up, and this was the song that came out.
Was that all that was fired up that day?
I was like 5 or 8 or 7, I don't know.
You started kind of young.
No, nothing firing up that early. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 4 minutes till the top of the hour. This hour of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, each and every day. Two locations right here in the River Region. Right off of Cops Ford Road in Prattville, the High Point Shopping Center. High Point Shopping Center up there, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Both have the weekly specials, which is Carbonara this week, by the way. I don't see, but bam, 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 yeah, I've been promoting the weekly special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Don't have to. It's Carbonara. everybody knows when it's Carbonara Week. They rush over there. They get real Italian Carbonara, not that oily, waxy, garbage stuff with hunks of bacon bits in it that some of these other restaurants sell. I'm talking about real Carbonara, the way the Mamma Mia made it back in Roma.
What kind of noodles?
It's over spaghetti noodles. It's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So you can get that over there, sandwiches, salads, the whole nine yards. Don't forget the cannoli while you're in there. But I'll tell you a little bit more about it as we get closer to lunch.
It's hot in here.
I'll turn it down. Mark.
Hey, Baron, Jack, that's your teddy tidbit for the
day. Time now for a teddy tidbit with Baron on News and Views.
Go ahead, my man.
Did you know that Theodore Roosevelt is the only president to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor?
I did not know that.
And he received it posthumously.
Well, I knew he received it, but I didn't know he was the only president who received it.
Yep, and the reason he didn't receive it is because his military commanders knew he was a politician, knew that he had a big future ahead of him after the Battle of Kettle Hill and the Battle of San Juan Hill in the Spanish-American War, that they denied him the Congressional Medal of Honor, but he was awarded it posthumously in 2001.
Yeah, I knew he got it recently, but I did not know he was the only president to have received one. See, Mark brings thunder. Mark doesn't just bring facts. Mark brings thunderous facts about Teddy. Hey, man, I appreciate that. Where did you learn that? That's a good fact. I don't know how I haven't come across that one.
I knew he won the Congressional Medal of Honor, but then I started looking up. I was like, of all the great military commanders that we've had and as president.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't remember anybody ever winning the Congressional Medal of Honor. So I started looking it up, and sure enough, I could not find anyone. I looked up, Eisenhower and some of the other big names that have been president, and nobody's ever won it except for him.
I mean, talk about Grant, you know?
Yeah, just the more proof that he is a man's man.
The mannest of all the men.
Exactly.
Man, he is the manliest guy to ever be president. Donald J. Trump, he's close. He's getting there. I don't know if Teddy ever had Playboy models and porn stars, but
I'm not sure Donald Trump has ever been over a Dove Field, though.
Well, I don't see Trump also practicing judo with a black belt in the White House.
Either. No, I don't think so.
That's something else our good man TR did.
Who was over a Dove Field, Jack Campbell?
No, I'm...
Why is that a sign of manliness?
Well, I just can't see him doing hunting things.
Well, you know who did hunting things, Mark?
Who's that?
TR.
Absolutely.
He did. That's what made me think.
Man, he did it as a kid, too. He would go kill stuff and stuff it himself. And display it in his room.
Yep.
That was a man's man. He was always a man. Hey, great call, Mark. Weekend. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Love when Mark calls in with those Teddy facts. Guys, it's getting close to 10 o'clock. We'll be back. I do have some news. We'll get to it at some point. But the rules, Jack Campbell?
There ain't nairn.
It's, what do we have, 40 seconds till 10 o'clock. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. We're here with you each and every day from 9 to noon. We'll be back.